Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 29, Scene 2. The gopis respond to the vibration of Krishna's flute. When Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, desired to enjoy the company of the gopis on that full moon night of the Sharad season, exactly at that very moment, the moon, Lord of the stars, appeared in the sky, displaying its most beautiful features. The full moon night of the Sharad season is the most beautiful night in the year. In India, there is a great monument called Taj Mahal in Agra, a city in the Uttar Pradesh province, and the tomb is made of first-class marble stone. During the night of the full moon of the Sharad season, many foreigners go to see the beautiful reflections of the moon on the tomb. Thus, this full moon night is celebrated even today for its beauty. So when the full moon rose in the east, it tinged everything with a reddish color. With the rising of the moon, the whole sky appeared to be smeared by red kumkum. When a husband, long separated from his wife, returns home, he decorates the face of his wife with red kumkum. This long-expected moonrise of the Sharad season was thus smearing the eastern sky. The appearance of the moon simply increased Krishna's desire to dance with the gopis. The forests were filled with fragrant flowers. The atmosphere was cooling and festive. When Lord Krishna began to blow his flute, the gopis all over Vrindavan became enchanted. Their attraction to the vibration of the flute increased 1,000 times due to the rising full moon, the red horizon, and the calm and cool atmosphere, along with the blossoming flowers. All these gopis were by nature very much attracted to Krishna's beauty, and when they heard the vibration of Krishna's flute, they became apparently lustful to satisfy the senses of Krishna. Immediately upon hearing the vibration of the flute, the gopis all left their respective engagements and proceeded to the spot where Krishna was standing. While they ran very swiftly, all their earrings swung back and forth. They all rushed toward the place known as Bangshi Vatta. Some of them were engaged in milking cows, but they left their milking business half finished and immediately went to Krishna. One of them had just collected milk and had put it in a milk pan on the oven to boil, but she did not care whether the milk overboiled and spilled, for she immediately left to go see Krishna. Some of the gopis were breastfeeding their small babies, and some were engaged in distributing food to the members of their families, but they left all such engagements and immediately rushed towards the spot where Krishna was playing his transcendental flute. Some were engaged in serving their husbands, and some were themselves engaged in eating, but neither caring to serve their husbands nor eat themselves, immediately the gopis left. Some of them wanted to decorate their faces with cosmetic ointments and dress themselves very nicely before going to see Krishna, but unfortunately, they could not finish their cosmetic decorations nor put on their dresses in the right way because of their anxiety to meet Krishna immediately. Their faces were decorated hurriedly and were haphazardly finished. Some even put the lower part of their dress on the upper part of their bodies and the upper part on the lower part. And while all the gopis were hurriedly leaving their respective places, their husbands, brothers, and fathers were all struck with wonder to know where they were going. Being young girls, they were either protected by husbands or elderly brothers or fathers. All their guardians forbade them to go to Krishna, but they disregarded them all. When a person becomes attracted by Krishna and is in full Krishna consciousness, he or she does not care for any worldly duties, even though very urgent. Krishna consciousness is so powerful that it gives everyone relief from all material activities. Srila Rupa Goswami has written a very nice verse wherein one gopi advises another, "My dear friend, if you desire to enjoy the company of material society, friendship and love, then please do not go to see this smiling boy, Govinda, who is standing on the bank of the Yamuna and playing his flute, his lips brightened by the beams of the light of the full moon." Srila Rupa Goswami indirectly instructs that one who has been captivated by the beautiful smiling face of Krishna has lost all attraction for material enjoyments. This is the test of advancement in Krishna consciousness. A person advancing in Krishna consciousness must lose interest in material activities and personal sense gratification. Some of the gopis were factually detained from going to Krishna by their husbands and were locked up by force within their rooms. Being unable to go to Krishna, they began to meditate upon Krishna's transcendental form by closing their eyes. They already had the form of Krishna within their minds. They thus proved to be the greatest yogis. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, a person who is constantly thinking of Krishna within one's heart with faith and love is considered to be the topmost of all yogis. Actually, a yogi concentrates his or her mind on the form of Lord Vishnu. That is real yoga. Krishna is the original form of all Vishnu tattvas. These gopis could not go to Krishna personally, so they began to meditate on Krishna as perfect yogis. In the conditioned stage of the living entities, there are two kinds of results of fruitive activities. The conditioned living entity, who is constantly engaged in sinful activities, has suffering as the result. And one who is engaged in pious activities has material enjoyment as a result. In either case, material suffering or material enjoyment, the enjoyer or sufferer is conditioned by material nature. The gopi associates of Krishna, who assembled in the place where Krishna was appearing, are from different groups. Most of the gopis are eternal companions of Krishna. As stated in Brahma Sanhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi, in the spiritual world, the associates of Krishna, especially the gopis, are the manifestations of the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. They are expansions of Srimati Radharani. But when Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes within the material world in some particular universe, not only the eternal associates of Krishna come, but also those who are being promoted to that status from this material world. The gopis who joined Krishna's pastimes within this material world were coming from the status of ordinary human beings. If they had been bound by fruitive action, they were now fully freed from the reaction of karma by constant meditation upon Krishna. Their severe, painful yearnings caused by their not being able to see Krishna freed them from all sinful reactions, and their ecstasy of transcendental love for Krishna in his absence was transcendental to all their reactions of material pious activities. The conditioned soul is subjected to birth and death, either by pious or sinful activities. But the gopis, who began to meditate upon Krishna, transcended both positions and became purified and thus elevated to the status of the gopis already expanded by Krishna's pleasure potency. All the gopis who concentrated their minds upon Krishna in the spirit of paramour love became fully uncontaminated from all the fruitive reactions of material nature, and some of them immediately gave up their material bodies developed under the three modes of material nature.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. Sri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Syam. Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram.
All glories to the place where the Rasa dance of Sri Krishna was performed. All glories to Radha and Syam. All glories to the divine Rasa dance, which is the most beautiful of all of Lord Krishna's pastimes. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.